Welcome to the Maternity Matters podcast from Riley Children's Health. Discussions to help you along the journey from the first trimester through your child's first year. Hello and welcome back to the Maternity Matters podcast as we kick off season three. I'm Gabby Reithmiller from Riley Children's Health. This year, we're focusing on the voices of the patients who have delivered babies in the Riley Maternity Tower, their journeys in their own words. We have a lovely guest today who is opening up about how the Riley Maternal Fetal Medicine team was there for her and helped her navigate the pregnancy with her rainbow baby. I do want to share a trigger warning that we will be discussing infant loss in this episode. It's an important conversation, and I want to welcome Lauren. Lauren, could you please introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. My name is Lauren Marie Hall Riggins. I am a mother of an age-old baby, which we lost in spring of 2022, and also the mother of a one-month-old rainbow baby, which we just had at the beginning of June 2023. Have been really affirmed and supported and blown away by the care at Riley. And yeah, I'm just excited to talk today.
And I so appreciate you being here. I want to start off with kind of looking back at 2022 and the journey that you were on with your first baby, the angel baby that has meant so much to your family. Tell me what that was like for you leading up to that moment and how the Riley team then was able to help you guys navigate that loss and gain some information at least as to what happened.
Yes. My husband and I got married in 2021. We knew we wanted to have kids. I work in education. He's a pediatrician. So as one of my students says, we're about the children. And, you know, we got pregnant right away and we were, you know, over the moon. And we carried our daughter, Saoirse Marie Hall Riggins, to 33 weeks in one day. We found out we lost her at just sort of like a check-in ultrasound. And it was the greatest anguish and shock and pain. And we then were, told that they wanted to try and induce and do a vaginal delivery as we, were always planning to have multiple kids and this would be safest and best for baby and us. And so we went into the hospital, we delivered Saoirse, again in spring of 2022 and, we're shocked, experiencing immense amounts of pain and our doctors let us know about the Kate Cares program, which really felt like, sort of a lifesaver being thrown out into the, the ocean storm we were in the sense that, we didn't have any answers for why we lost Saoirse. She was, perfectly healthy the whole time. I was perfectly healthy and we were just, really grateful that there was a program that allowed for, specialists and doctors to do a really rigorous in-depth analysis of my entire pregnancy, look in depth at the autopsy and try and give us any sort of sense of direction about Saoirse or our future kids. And so we got calls from the Riley Kate Cares folks, we got updates and ultimately got the results back. There wasn't a ton of guidance. It sort of, the headline was, it was an accident and, a great tragedy, but our doctors really encouraged us to see this as a silver lining because hopefully there wasn't anything chronic that would affect our other kids. But they did suggest maybe looking into some blood tests, look at clotting. I ended up then taking baby aspirin and doing some other tests in my second pregnancy, which, hopefully helps. And I think did, we have a healthy baby now. So it was just, again, really affirming to have that in-depth, and like whole expert panel, of care supporting us.
And I've had the opportunity to speak to some other moms who've experienced losses like this one. And they say that getting some information about what occurred allows them to take a step in that healing process. What was that like for you? I know there wasn't a clear-cut answer about what occurred, but what was it like to say, okay, at least they looked into this. I can get some details about what went on here.
Yes. I mean, it's overwhelming to, you know, as a parent, your first priority is to protect your kid and keep them safe. And when you lose them, it feels like you weren't able to do that. And it is like the core and primary responsibility. And so to be able to lean on experts and, you know, hear from them and hear that they really don't know what we could have done better, you know, I think was our way of trying to protect her and learn from the experience. And we're really hopeful to, you know, I have a great support group of bereaved mom friends, and I highly recommend support groups and counseling for everyone who experiences this. And I think we're also hopeful, you know, going through this process can maybe help doctors kind of see if there are any trends and continue to identify good habits or, you know, tests in advance or things that they can do to help make sure that we have less angel babies, even though we love them deeply, wish they could be here with us.
Yeah, that's so true. And how did you navigate going through that loss, honoring your daughter, and also wanting to bring another child into your family?
Yeah, I think it was really complex because, you know, part of our hearts just wanted to, you know, like dig a hole and live in it. And the other part knew that, you know, Saoirse would want us to, like, you know, continue to be and, you know, to have, try and have her siblings. And we felt like if we waited too long, we wouldn't really be able to muster sort of getting out of that hole and trying again. And so I think it was only a month or two that we, you know, kind of got the results of, hey, it's not really conclusive, but the silver lining is hopefully this means it's not anything chronic, you know, try baby aspirin, try these other blood tests. And so we got pregnant almost immediately again, which again, I am really grateful. And I know it's a privilege to be able to, you know, try and conceive. And so really grateful for that. We got pregnant right away. And then we, went to the Riley maternal fetal medicine specialist. And that was an incredible experience. You know, being a bereaved family, especially a bereaved family kind of later term at 3 to 3 weeks, is just you're anxious all the time. And I think many parents are, but especially just feeling again, like, can I protect my child? You know, what's going to happen? And the MFM folks were just wonderful and very responsive. So we did biophysical profiles, which are like in-depth ultrasounds. And when it took Ayla, our rainbow baby, our second daughter, a little while, she passed it, but it was right at the 30-minute mark and I almost had a meltdown. And the MFM was just incredibly responsive and, you know, didn't dismiss my feelings and didn't try and downplay any of the like existential fear I was having, and instead said, do you want to set up another appointment? We can do these twice a week instead, if that'll help, you know, you feel better. And so, you know, just the responsiveness and the kindness and the compassion was really helpful.
And to know that that type of care was available after experiencing a loss, that they had the abilities to do these more detailed ultrasounds or more extensive testing, how did that help you in those moments where you had a fear or that anxiety creep up during the pregnancy?
Yeah, I think it was monumental. It, you know, again, the fear, the anxiety was very real. We even one night were experiencing some like decreased fetal movement and went into the Riley ER, and you know, Ayla was fine and everything was okay. But and again, I think some of this was coping with my own like trauma and stress and anxieties. And so having the biophysical profiles, having that other support, it just helped us like breathe and be able to sleep, some, you know, to be, we would, you know, count down the days and even the hours sometimes of, hey, we think she's doing well, but, you know, we'll know for sure in another day or so, when we go back for another, biophysical profile scan test, conversation. So it was really affirming and helpful.
And something that stood out to me, you know, as a mom myself who's gone through pregnancy, there are moments that you have these concerns, and depending on the provider, you might feel dismissed or like, oh, that's no big deal. But I imagine in your situation, just to feel validated and told, hey, we'll look into that. Even if they think that it's not, you know, worrisome to look into it for you, that's got to be a big deal in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think sometimes, you know, sometimes in obstetrics, you know, the primary patient is like in the womb and not necessarily the mom, but the sort of responsiveness and care and listening that the MFMs did really honored, you know, that, you know, we're both in this. And, you know, I think obviously mom's health and stress and all of that matters a ton for kids, and just, you know, matters in general. Moms are people too. So I think, yeah, it was great. And, yeah, really felt supported. And, also want to mention to our bereavement nurse, Allison White, was really wonderful. She actually was there when we experienced our first loss, and having her with us was really incredible. And, she was able to love on both our girls and, even got some cute clothes for Ayla Bug. So, the whole team was great.
That's great. And you've got your little one in your arms right now. Yes. Your rainbow baby was born just about a month ago. Yeah. So as you look back, I mean, this has been such a journey for you and your family to be at this point now, to have your baby safe, like you mentioned, right? Keeping her safe throughout all of this. What does it mean to you now?
Yeah. I mean, as every newborn parent knows, the first month is a bit of a wild west. You know, you're not sleeping as much, the schedule is shifted and all of that. And I think, we just know how awful it could be in contrast. And so I think, even amidst all the sleep debt, and, you know, we are still, I think, really grieving, the loss of her big sister. You know, they both came out with a pretty full head of hair, and, you know, they're babies, they're from us, so they look pretty similar. And so I think the grieving process is definitely still occurring, but, you know, Sersha taught us how beautiful and how magical it is to be parents, and Ayla's helping us, you know, kind of learn that in a new way. And, my pregnancy, and parenting after loss support group leader kind of calls it, you know, you're learning how to parent both girls now that you're home. And so I think, it's been an amazing experience, really redemptive. Just really grateful to be here.
And I do want to ask you about the names that you chose for your daughters, because they're both so beautiful and carry some special meaning. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. So my husband and I, you know, were, very, I guess sort of, aspirational and, you know, sort of have, strong values and really oriented towards community. And, again, like kids and really, love Indianapolis and want to, you know, contribute and make our city better. And so, you know, we knew that we wanted to name our kids in a way that kind of reflected our values. And so Sersha's name, we chose because it actually means freedom in Gaelic. So, it's both kind of our values and some of our cultural heritage and identity. And, my middle name is Marie. So we share a middle name, cause that's a tradition in my husband's family, is that the men always pass down their middle name. And I was like, well, the women can do that too. So, I kind of passed down my middle name to her, and, again, just freedom, felt so appropriate. Now that we've lost her, I think it has a whole new complex meaning, and, still is like, I think the perfect name for her, and we love it very much. And then with Ayla, we knew that coming out of that era of so immediately losing Sersha, we knew we'd need a lot of strength, a lot of courage, a lot of faith. And so we researched names, again, Gaelic names, and Ayla means strength or from a strong place. And then her middle name is Grace. And so strength and grace are sort of what got us to welcome her into the world outside the womb. And we love both our daughters' names very much. So thank you.
That is beautiful and so meaningful. And I do want to ask, because sometimes people listen to this podcast, perhaps because the topic resonates with them, perhaps they're going through a similar journey. So any words to share with perhaps a parent who is in it right now, in the aftermath of a loss like this?
Yes. If you're eligible and can, absolutely take advantage of the Kate Cares program. And, you know, ride the waves. There are some really low lows, and then some, you know, aspirational, just like sort of ethereal moments of hope when you can start thinking about your other kids again. It's really complex. And so, you know, do ride the waves. If you're ever too low, too long, certainly ask for additional support. You know, highly recommend support groups, highly recommend a grief counselor. You know, I think parents, we protect our kids as best we can. And if we learn something new to do better, then we do better. And so just kind of have faith that you are exactly the parent that your kids need, and get that support. And, you know, if you are up for it, highly recommend trying to have your rainbow baby, because it's a real blessing.
Perfectly said. Thank you so much for just opening up about all this. It, I think, can make a difference in somebody else's life if they're, you know, walking that same path. So really, really appreciate you today.
Yeah, absolutely. Hearing other people's stories helped me a lot. So yeah, hope so. Yeah. Thank you so much.